FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome in to the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're focusing on Rutherford County. If there are any issues that you wish to be put on the table this morning, the number to call and the lines are open right now. 893-1450. Winter is definitely in the air. And wintertime brings problems sometimes with roads, potholes, things of that sort. And the man who can do something about just about anything that does with the county, our own Santa Claus. He is here to grant your wishes today. How does it feel to be that?
Oh, it's just wonderful to be able to accomplish so much that everybody expects, yes.
Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us this morning, and he's here to help you. He's here to listen to you this morning. So if you have a thought you want to share, you know, a lot of times people have the ideas that can go on and make great improvements in the community. They see issues and needs that are concerning them every day, and maybe the rest of us don't think about it.
Well, that's exactly right. Sometimes we're just so inundated with everything that's happening in routine day-to-day activities that we are unable to see beyond those things. So yeah, we're always interested in to accept any ideas that that anyone might have, and I'm sure there are plenty of them out there. We certainly don't have any lock on having all the ideas, that's for sure.
So if you have a suggestion or if you have a question dealing with the county, and I underline that it needs to deal with the county, not one of the municipalities, strictly county, that's what we're talking about today. County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest. And as you look at some of the issues that are before you right now, what are some of the things that are taking a lot of your time, that are on your mind, dealing with Rutherford County right now?
Well, we're just trying to sort of gear up and be prepared to address all the budget issues that are going to be facing us again. And time goes by really quickly. Starting in January, we'll have to start thinking about that process all again and reevaluate our revenue and our expenses and see if we can accommodate a budget that will be reasonable. So we just want to be in a position to do a very, very careful and thoughtful process during that activity.
Rutherford County has been very careful with the way it spends money, and as a result, we have not become overburdened with debt, and that is true, isn't it?
Well, we do have a substantial amount of debt, largely that of which we've incurred with respect to building so many schools over many years now, but we've managed that very, very well. We're paying our debt off at the rate of about $25 million a year is being paid against our principal. So if we didn't borrow any more debt, we'd probably be out of debt in 10 to 12 years. So, but we continue to grow, and we'll continue to have some needs to address and some capital that we'll need to fund for construction of additional projects.
Do you feel that the next growth will need to be in the area of schools as well, or are there other places that need attention right now?
Well, it will largely always be in the area of schools, but there are some other projects that we are going to have to actually seriously consider, and our judicial building at some point will rise to the level, and maybe we'll have the funds to really seriously address that.
One thing that has been in the news lately is the amount of savings that Rutherford County will have by eliminating the printing of the wheel tax. Now, my wife got all excited the other day when she heard that, and I said, no, they're not eliminating the wheel tax. They're eliminating the sticker.
That's right.
So if you purchase your license plate in Rutherford County, which if you live here, you have to, and you get the sticker from the state, that will include the cost of the wheel tax now.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, the cost will not change to renew your license tags and pay your wheel tax for regular vehicle, still $76.50. There's no changing that. The county clerk's office is just not experiencing the cost of purchasing those little stickers that say wheel tax on them. So that's a savings, a small savings, but every savings we should try to do the best we can to achieve that.
You put all of them together and you have a sizable savings.
It adds up every day, yes.
So if that's an issue that is concerning you, or, you know, somebody came up with that idea.
I mean, well, that came from our own county clerk. They had this initiative, and, you know, it takes a bit of administrative work just to handle those stickers and place them and attach them. So it saves them a bit of effort within their office there, and they don't have to spend the money every year to buy those stickers.
And those are the issues, things like that, that you can put into effect, and it doesn't really cost anything to put that into effect.
That's
it saves
right.
money.
And other things that save more money from time to time somewhat go unnoticed, but we've taken advantage just, within the last year to 18 months, we have refinanced some of our debt. The interest rates on municipal bonds are very, very low now, so we've those that we were able to refund and refinance with the last bonds that we issued, we issued those 20-year bonds that were replacing existing debt at just a little over 2% interest rate. That saved, I believe, at that time about $5 to $6 million over the life of those bonds. So things like that continue to happen. We have a little bit of a smaller opportunity even now with the same kind of approach that we're going to take. That has the potential for saving probably maybe in excess of $3 million on the interest cost that we would incur if we don't take advantage again of the lower interest rates that are in place now. So those things we do from time to time. Our finance department has been very, very active in that process and doing a great job with that. So some of those things we have to focus on that the public really may not understand that, yes, we really are out there trying to do some things that will lower our cost in our within our debt service requirements.
I notice there are a lot of activities going on at the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office in the Adult Detention Center, the jail. Obviously, during the summer months, we had the garden that was very successful in teaching the inmates how to work together as teams and how to learn something new. They're also into bread making, I hear now, with the new kitchen being open. Any thoughts of expanding their services? I mean, using the bread at other county facilities?
Well, they have said as soon as they get that process, you might say, completely worked out and really working smoothly, then they might can consider providing the bread for our correctional work center and then maybe even our nursing home community care. So, yes, they have had those discussions, and they're getting started. I think they're working out all the kinks in their process, you might say, and it does have some opportunity there, yes, for some savings, continued to be some savings, and I'm sure it's even better, more tasty, more fresher, so I mean, all of that is a positive approach.
And with saving money, you can't beat that combination. Would that bread be, and I don't know what their capability is of creating large volumes of bread, but if it was there, could that be used at other facilities, community care of Rutherford County, in the schools, and wherever?
Well, I don't think they'll have that much capacity, but we'll have to see how much capacity they have. I mean, I don't know how many hours a day they're actually baking now, but it takes they've got some really nice, sophisticated equipment that bakes quickly, but, you know, it's a limit on how much you can do, how many hours there are in the day to really make that happen. But I think they think that they will have some additional capacity beyond what they would use at their own jail at the their office.
Let's talk a little about the economy. I know you are following very closely, and the main thing you follow are the trends in sales, retail sales, because that's what generates the tax dollars. It goes to the state, then they give it back a portion of it to us.
Mm-hmm.
Is that going in the right direction still?
It continues to go up and increase every month. This year compared to last year, We're still up in excess of 6% across the whole county. Every jurisdiction is doing better. Yes, retail sales in our county are very, very good, and we're just really fortunate to be in this great location, Rutherford County, that's so convenient to so many shoppers in our county, plus many other counties are coming here. It's no question about it, with the addition of all the wonderful opportunities in retail in Smyrna, and now even beginning in Laverne, and especially in Murfreesboro. There's just people coming and shopping in a routine basis that's really helping the sales tax collections. And that helps everyone. It helps our school systems in particular.
I noticed the unemployment rates are out, and they're showing that we're back in the 6% range.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty remarkable. And, of course, we know we've had some wonderful things to happen, continuing to happen with what's happening at our Nissan plant, what's happening at Amazon, and all of this retail explosion that we've had also provides many, many jobs, especially during this season. So we're fortunate again to be attracting jobs and attracting people that think this is a great place to live.
Now, with the cool weather here, that gives us a little break on tourism, which is another source of income. But are there plans to further develop the tourism business here in Rutherford County?
Well, you know that we've had a really, really active program within our Chamber of Commerce, and they've done a super job, and they will continue to promote Rutherford County. And tourism, coupled with the activities that happen, for example, at our spring fling and our soccer tournaments and those kinds of things, they bring people here. We can call them tourists. They may not be coming just to look at the historical things, but they're coming to visit because of other activities. So all of those things coupled together have really, really made a major impact. And I think the Chamber, they gave out some numbers about what the fiscal impact and the dollars that actually came into this county because of that. I think it was something almost up to $300 million a year or something. So it's significant. And Mona Herring and her staff have done a great job with that.
Fantastic job over there. And the whole county is very fortunate because we have seen growth in every area. And that, of course, has made it so much better for everyone. The schools, the families, everyone is benefiting from the growth that we're having here, where a lot of other places are seeing the opposite. So we're really very fortunate. One thing that we need to touch on is looking at, well, I understand that one of our, there are a lot of areas in the county that are looking to expand, bringing in more homes, more subdivisions. Is that creating any concerns? Is the County Planning Commission, are they really working hard these days on trying to maintain that balance between a rural feel and allowing growth for new homes?
Well, as you're aware, we've just completed almost a four-year journey, actually completely revising our land use plan and our zoning resolution, and we have in place a lot more user-friendly, you might say, zoning resolution that sort of predefines what property can be used for. So we have in place a model that will make it easier and a little bit more definable about how we're going to move forward. We haven't seen in the last two or three years hardly any new development requests for new subdivisions. Very, very limited amount. As we were in a position where we had developed a lot of property, a lot of subdivisions, and there were substantial amounts of lots that were in inventory, you might say. So over the last three or four years, that inventory has been working itself down. People are still building, and really, especially the last 12 to 18 months, the single family dwelling construction has sort of increased again across the whole county. So those lots were pretty much already in place. There haven't been new developments, new subdivisions. They're just filling out those lots that were there for the purpose of using, and that's occurring with some increasing frequency, even though we're not even close to being back to the levels that we were in 2004, 5, 6, and 7. But it is encouraging to see that we are seeing, even in our county more than others, but across the whole country, there's a bit of revival in the residential construction industry.
We're talking today with our Rutherford County Mayor, Ernest Burgess. Our phone number is 893-1450, 893-1450. We're going to pause for just a moment and check on the traffic and weather. When we come back, we'll be talking about something that a lot of people say is more precious than gold, something that has more value than oil. And it's something that we have right now here in Rutherford County, but do we have enough of it? We'll be finding out what that is. We'll also talk about our landfill, these and other issues, as well as whatever you want to bring up. 893-1450. If you have a question for the county mayor, dial quickly. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
We're after the same rainbows in.
Hear your favorite high school coaches each Saturday morning at 9 on the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coaches Corner here on WGNS AM FM Online.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Bellatoire Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Bellatoire necklace with a purchase of $300 or more
now through the end of the year.
That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters.
We've got our hands on name brands like Schwinn, Horizon, Bowflex, and more. Create your own discount. Bring in your old sporting goods and walk out with new equipment.
Play it again, sports!
On Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. Patchy fog causing visibility problems still for us this morning, so anticipate continuing problems involving that. We've got a multiple vehicle accident, I-40 West at Fessler's Lane for our folks making the way from Rutherford County into Davidson County. Major backup there on I-24 at the junction, so anticipate some major problems involving that. For the best in hardwood flooring or paints for your home, call or come by Bradford Hardwood Flooring and Paint Center at 1999 Nolensville Pike near the fairgrounds. Call 251-5384 or go online to bradfordwoodfloorsandpaints.com. I'm Randy Bryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We see the skies turning mostly sunny in our forecast with afternoon high temperatures near 50 degrees, and it's met clear and quiet conditions tonight with a low down to 30. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam the Nice Team. Right now it's 34.
This is Freda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. If you're thinking about buying a home or refinancing a home, see Becky Walker or Jonathan Bolden at First National Mortgage Services, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, an equal housing lender.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Action Line with Bart Walker. Weekday mornings at 8:10 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Like God. He's trying to tear us apart.
Welcome back. Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is with us, and we have some folks on the line who have questions for you. So let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. Good morning to you.
How you doing there this morning?
Good morning, sir. Good.
I was just wondering, I mentioned a while back about the schools that are going. The young ones going early in the first part of the day, and then later in the afternoon, the older kids going and staying maybe till 9 or 10 o'clock at night, the older kids. That way you could get two classes a day through one classroom and cut the number of schools in half that you need. And I mean, there's other ways to do that. Like you could go, one group go 2 days this week, but the next week they go 3 days, and the ones that went 2 days the last week will go 3 days the next week, and maybe go in an hour early and stay over an hour early, and work it out that way where that we wouldn't need as many schools. Because when you build those schools, you got to keep them up, and it costs a lot of money to keep those up. And you're talking about how much money you're going to save by not making, not having a wheel tax sticker made. When we got that wheel tax sticker back years ago to build the Oakland River, they said that they were going to be on there for a few years, and it was going to take it completely off. I mean, this looks like if you utilize the building and stuff, you still have to have the teachers. You still have to have the bus driver. It wouldn't cut any jobs, but you could utilize those buildings and not need as many buildings, and that would really help out with the people on the Rumpke County there about where they were spending their money taking care of these buildings and building new buildings. So I'll hang it up and listen to what you have to say.
Okay. All of those points are very well taken and very timely, and yeah, the more we can use any resource, whether it's a vehicle or a building, certainly that would save money. We wouldn't have to borrow as much money to build and keep in place repair, et cetera. Those things that you have just mentioned have been discussed in recent weeks and few months, and it's something that has been communicated to our school board and their leadership, and I'm sure they'll address all of those issues to their best ability. It's a very, very complex scheduling process, and again, one of their primary concerns is being absolutely sure that we're doing everything we can to give every child an opportunity to do their very, very best. So you don't want to do anything that would hinder or reduce the achievements that our children are experiencing. So, but all of your points are well taken, and it's going to take an extraordinary effort to really work through some of these ideas, but it's certainly worth spending that energy to see if something like that can be accomplished and over time address those issues that might have the very, very strong potential of helping reduce our need to keep building, especially schools, especially our upper-level schools, where it probably would be more practical to do this in the high school areas.
Your chance to talk with our county mayor. That's what this is all about. Our number is 893-1450, 893-1450. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you this morning?
Doing fine. Doing great. Both of you fellows, how y'all doing this morning?
Good.
All right. Mayor, this is the light man again, down on Farnwood Drive. And I'm calling about the street lights, and you told me you were going to check in on it, and also you said that it's probably up to, I forgot who you said it was up to get the light. We got the poles out. We need some lights put up on it. What's the problem with that there, you know, if you already got the poles? And
okay. Again, tell me, what is the street that you're located on?
Farnwood, as in the deer, F-A-W-N.
Oh, okay. Honestly, I don't know exactly where Farnwood is, and I'm supposed to know every road in the county, right?
Well, evidently you know, because you got my deer signs put up for me. I checked it out this week. They just put them up down by the battleground. Oh,
well,
that's the highway.
Okay, I was remembering that we did have that discussion, and we did follow up on that.
Yes, but I commend you for that, dear.
For good. I didn't know they were up that quickly. That's remarkable progress. We're going to give some of that credit. All we did is make a few phone calls to the city of Murfreesboro. They're the ones that got that done for you. Anyway, we appreciate that very, very much. As far as the light, and you're talking about just the security lights for, like, street lights or whatever,
street
right?
Street lights, that's true.
All right. We'll have to take this under advisement again, you might say, and do some homework on that.
Please, we really need them out this way. And like I say, I commend you for passing that word on, and it surprised me to see the signs up. I thought it was just a human sign, but I saw them two antlers up on the head.
Okay, well, that's good, but this will give us something else we need to work on.
All right, then. You have a great day.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450, good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Is it me?
That is you. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I'm the one that lives out here off Jefferson Pike at Roanoke Drive. I was talking to you guys a few weeks ago about maybe coming out here and looking about, it's like playing Russian roulette, you know, coming out of Roanoke Drive on the Jefferson Pike.
Well, again,
and I was wanting to know if you have talked to anybody about maybe lowering these hills or putting a light up or, you know.
Yes, that you called in last month, just as the man that, we, that was just on the call did. We have followed up on that. We haven't been nearly as successful yet in determining what to do or how to do what needs to be done out there. But I have talked to our engineer, two of our people, and we're sort of on that project. We're trying to determine, you know, what is something that could be done, you know, maybe something short-term and something even long-term. So, but we haven't got results yet, all right? I'm sorry to tell you that we haven't made it happen.
Get your engineer to come out here on Roanoke Drive and try to pull that on Jefferson Pike.
Well, and that's what I've actually told him to do. I'm pretty sure he's already done that, but we've got another person that works with us on that. So together somehow maybe one can decide what design changes or additional features can be made there that would be useful and helpful and improve that safety.
Okay, but, sir. Well, I appreciate you following up on it.
But we hadn't got it done yet, and I'm sorry to say, but we're working on it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling. And before we take another call, and the next person, hold on, we'll be right with you in just a second. I do want to mention something is coming up not this Friday, but the Friday after this one, December the 7th. And it's up on the Murfreesboro Square. Something really big is happening. Tell us a little about that.
Well, you know, along about this time of year, a lot of people get really, really excited, especially our younger people. So December the 7th at 6 o'clock on the east side of the courthouse in downtown Murfreesboro, we will be lighting the Christmas tree and Santa Claus will be arriving to come and visit and give all the children an opportunity to see him and visit with him and talk to him. And we're going to have also some entertainment. I'm sure there's going to be a whole series of people performing, usually younger groups and some older groups that will be putting on some things that are usually related to the Christmas season. So that's an exciting time for all of us to be there and to just sort of get caught up in the spirit of what's happening, the spirit of giving and sharing with each other.
This is one of those traditions that has grown over the years. And if you're new to Murfreesboro, you really need to be there on the Murfreesboro Square, right there at the courthouse, the historic courthouse, 6 o'clock, Friday night, December the 7th. Now, the kids will love it. If you don't have any kids, you'll love it.
Bring your grandchildren.
That's right. Or if you see a neighbor, bring them. It's just a great event. We'll be telling you more about that as we get a little bit closer. Good morning. You're on WGNS with County Mayor Ernest Burgess. How are you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, I was just, probably you may be interested in this, Bart. We're getting so many emergency towers and things around, especially on the west side of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I can tell, that, you know, it's really interfering with a lot of our receptions. You know, and I was just wondering, do y'all rent those out, or is it private done, or how do you actually get the towers? You can probably see five or six, you know, just... I don't see how we need that many towers in one area.
Well, I mean, those are not any towers that are operated by us, the county, I don't believe, or the city, either one. Those are largely, I believe, cell phone towers. And, yes, they are everywhere, all over our county, all over the whole world, you might say. I mean, everybody that's from 10 years of age and up has a cell phone now. And all of this is put in by private entities to support their cell phone users, and I'm sure that's primarily what all of this is about. I don't know how many is enough. I know that they do share, some of the actual users do share towers with one another, but I guess with the density and the number of people that are actually using these services, and everyone in the world's got an iPad, and every kind of phone device is using continuously. It's really amazing how we can communicate, so many of us at the same time. We can just pull up in seconds any piece of information we choose to off the internet, etc. So unfortunately, that appears to be an outcome of growth. I don't know whether that could be minimized by some cooperative agreements between these private entities, but that's sort of their own little business niche that they continue to expand and people continue to increase their usage.
I think what I'm seeing in other areas, in local governments, whether it be county or a municipality, they're able to encourage, they have legislation that would encourage people to share towers. And also some communities are encouraging the developers of these towers to hide them. Mm-hmm. Georgia is a great example of that. Down in the Atlanta area, they require some of the towers to look like trees, or they put them in another structure where they're hidden. They seem to work just as well, but they make them not look like towers, which doesn't take away from the surroundings, I guess.
And of course, the gentleman was indicating that he thought that was interfering with, you know, good with clear different reception.
And that's very possible.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it's and the cell towers will run off a different band. I'm talking about your emergency towers and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it'll go along with probably like analog. If Bart, I don't know if y'all still on analog or
we are. Mm-hmm.
And you know, stuff like that. Your emergency towers, they don't have to reach out that far, so they're probably on analog too, and it's just we're getting too many of them in one area is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Hey, is the sight of them also a problem? I mean, because that's one area that legislation has worked on.
No, it's not the sight. It's just like even your radio station, it's really cut down on the how far out I can go to pick it up. You know, I was just wondering, you know, a lot of, like your analog is
right,
more what it's going to interfere with.
And that will interfere more on the AM signal, and which is one reason we were fortunate to be able to get the FM signal as well, because it doesn't seem to have that impact on that. Those towers do seem to, with the AM signal, they radiate our signal and create some distortions.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate it.
Thanks for calling. 893-1450. If you have any questions or comments, but they are trying to control those a bit, because you can have, you know, a huge area, just nothing but towers.
That's correct. And I haven't seen any effort in our area to conceal these or hide them. They seem to be shorter and smaller and more compact and more stuff on the same tower, but I can still see them.
I'll bring you some of that. There are magazines, by the way. There's I'm sure a trade publication for every business, and there's one on towers, and it has articles on that particular issue. We mentioned just a little while ago about somebody had told me once, they said, there is something that's out there that's more precious than gold and has more value than oil. And they asked me if I knew what that was, and I, you know, guessed a few things, but I didn't come up with the right one. The answer was water.
Oh, my, yes.
And we are in a growing mode, and water is an important thing. We saw the people down in the Atlanta area seeing all of their water being used up, drained down, not only with the drought problem, but a lot of that was brought on by the fact that people are drinking the water and using the water. In fact, somebody said that Georgia is trying to annex part of Tennessee, just out of logic, they say, but the logic just happens to include where the Tennessee River dips down into Georgia, and they say they know what that's for. They want the river.
Absolutely.
Is water pretty secure here in Rutherford County for growth?
Well, the short answer is no. I mean, everyone looks around, and we have access to Percy Priest Lake, and it's full of water. But there's still a limit on the amount of water that we have access to. So all of our utilities and all our jurisdictions are really concerned about this. Yes, there is plenty of water there, but the Corps of Engineers is in control of that lake, and how much water one uses or is allowed to withdraw from the lake is under their jurisdiction. And there are some discussions regarding how much they're going to let our jurisdictions and utilities draw out. So this is always a concern and will continue to be a concern. Right now, we have enough, but as we grow, it will continue to be a problem that really should be focused on. And I can assure you that all of the leadership across the whole county have had serious and continue to have serious dialogue with each other and with the Corps of Engineers so that we can be in a position to have access to the amount of water that we need. Water, some things about water that we don't all quite understand. About 99% of our county has access to someone's utility water. But even the utilities themselves have to be really concerned about where they put their lines, how big the lines are, because water, just because it's sitting in a pipe, if it's not being used and continue to be cycled and used, then it becomes stale. It's not something that one can drink. So there's a lot of places that have water that's not used by enough customers to actually keep it fresh, ongoing, you might say, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they have to drain off. They have to actually artificially use some of that water and just turn on a faucet and let it spew out on the ground so that they can get circulation in the piping system. So all of those complications are things that our utilities are really, really aware of and focusing on. And all of that uses water that's not being used for a potable source, you might say, by a human consumption. So there are many, many moving pieces here. It's something that's not a given. And just because we're that close, we're going to still have to manage our growth and manage it in a very, very careful and thoughtful way.
So we are looking at that. We're not going to wait until one day we discover, whoops, we're out of water.
We've been working on that for at least the last couple of years.
That's good to hear. Our person who's on the line, we've got some folks on the line. Hold on. You are coming up next. We're going to check on the weather first, and we'll be back and take some more calls. Our County Mayor Ernest Burgess is our guest this morning. The number to call if you'd like to link in, 893-1450.
Strange things can happen.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
There's really no reason to be afraid.
On WTNS, AM, FM, online.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven? Or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
We'll see the skies turning mostly sunny in our forecast with afternoon high temperatures near 50 degrees, and it's wet, clear, and quiet conditions tonight with a low down to 30. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 34.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy, Perry Bell, over there sells first-quality name-brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
It's not too early to think about flu shots. Schedule a visit from the pharmacist to come to your business and offer on-site immunizations. This is Lori Sane Smith at Reeves Sane. We offer travel immunizations and Zostavax shingles vaccine. Our immunization information may be found at www.reevesane.com. Just ask us today how we can help you. Reeves Sane Drugstore, 1801 Memorial Boulevard.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Our number is 893-1450. Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, is our guest this morning. 893-1450. If you want to talk with Ernest Burgess this morning, dial quickly, 893-1450. We're talking about issues that concern you, focusing on Rutherford County, and want to remind you once again, the lighting of the county Christmas tree will be 6 o'clock Friday night, December the 7th. Friday night, December the 7th. And that's on the east side of the historic Rutherford County Courthouse. Friday night, December the 7th, County Mayor Burgess will be there, along with St. Nick, I understand. So that's going to be a neat evening. A lot of musical entertainment as well. I'm always impressed at the quality, the high quality of entertainment that is a part of that evening.
Yeah, it's just really a lot of fun. A lot of fun to really, especially see all these young people with these talents and these abilities, and they're willing to share and learn, and it's very exciting.
Let's go to another issue here. One, we've talked about water running out in the future, and we're looking at ways to be prepared for that so that we don't use more than we have. One thing that is running out, and that's space in our landfill right next to the BFW or BFI landfill, is the county landfill. I'm not quite sure how that works. Why do we have a county landfill and the other one?
Well, the county landfill was there before the current landfill many years ago, and it's closed as far as accepting what we would call garbage or household waste. It's only available and only used to accept construction debris. So that's the only purpose for it there. Even though that's a closed landfill, the county is responsible for monitoring that landfill, watching that landfill, maintaining it, being sure that everything that's buried there is not going to create a problem for us. So we have that responsibility for, I guess you could say, forever. So that's the reason that landfill is there. It's not an active landfill as far as accepting household waste by any means, but it's there just to support the construction debris that is developed. And we also take brush from our county residents as well.
Okay, so that's where all of that goes. And does that deteriorate more quickly and go back to nature?
I don't think that deteriorates any more quickly than the other part of it, than household waste. It's just not accumulating nearly as quickly, and it's just a service that we're providing. It also, in times of emergencies like storms and tornadoes, there is a place there that we receive much debris from those kinds of things that that have to be disposed of at some location.
Well, you mentioned our county commission was working on the issue with water, so it wouldn't become a major issue. Are they also looking into the landfill, because that eventually is going to be full also?
Well, we haven't worked on it nearly as much. The problem is maybe not as immediate, but it is a problem that will occur in the next, well, let's say 15 to 25 years. Someone has to address what's going to happen and how we're going to dispose of our household waste. So, yes, we're working on it. There are not many options, to be honest with you. All of us have hoped that some sort of strategic or earth-shattering breakthrough in technology will allow us to take this household waste, all of us across the world in this country, to a place, and it's dumped into something and they incinerate it. They do that without harming the environment. They create energy or a byproduct of ethanol or electricity. So at some point, that's going to happen. But I think we're not spending enough dollars. And this is a national issue. This is just not Rutherford County. And no one wants a landfill in their backyard, so you can't get a new one hardly permitted anywhere. So I think we're going to have to encourage the development of new technology that will address these issues. And the other thing that we're doing now, currently, all of us everywhere, we're trying to lessen the amount of refuse that's going into landfill. We're trying to recycle every possible thing that we can and reuse it. So in all of our convenience centers, in the city of Murfreesboro's convenience center, we have containers that will accept all kinds of metal, aluminum, plastic, glass, etc., cardboard, in an effort to keep the volume down and reduce it that's going into our landfill. We are doing a better and better job everywhere across the whole country doing that, and that's extending the life of a place for us to deposit this waste.
Now, before we leave, let's remind people once again the special Christmas celebration on the east side of the Murfreesboro Square, right up at the courthouse, Friday, December the 7th at 6 o'clock in the evening. Our county mayor, Ernest Burgess, will be there along with several friends to light the county Christmas tree, welcome in Santa Claus and a variety of local talent there to make the evening just perfect. That's Friday, December the 7th, 6 o'clock in the evening on the square, east side of the square. So make it a point to be there and let this tradition continue in your family. Our guest today, County Mayor Ernest Burgess. Ernest, thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you, Bart, and thanks for all you do to support every activity we have in this great county. You're just really a gracious host. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day. Truman Jones next on WGNS Murfreesboro.